Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Monday, May 12, 2008. A Palestinian dies in Gaza due to earlier wounds, and in the West Bank, the Israeli army injures one civilian. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Early on Monday morning, the Al-Quds Brigades, the arming of the Islamic Jihad, fired two homemade shells into the Israeli town of Ashkelon, about 12 kilometers away from the Gaza Strip. Israeli media sources reported on Monday that two homemade shells landed in Ashkelon, hitting the city's park, causing slight damage to some buildings and wounding one woman. In the meantime, Palestinian medical sources announced that 25-year-old Mu'taz Abu Anza died today of wounds he had sustained earlier during an Israeli invasion into the town of Khaza'a in the southern Gaza Strip. The death of Abu Anza brings the death toll of Palestinians who were killed last week by the Israeli army in Khaza'a to 7. These developments come shortly before the visit of Omar Suleiman, chief of Egyptian intelligence, to Israel on Monday. Suleiman is expected to submit last month's Egyptian-mediated ceasefire offer to Israeli officials. The Gaza resistant factions agreed to the offer last week in Cairo. Today in the West Bank, the Israeli army injured one Palestinian civilian and kidnapped two others during several attacks targeting the district of Hebron. Sharif Abu Tura, 15, was injured by a rubber-coated steel bullet during clashes that took place in the village of Tafuah near Hebron city. Troops invaded the village and searched homes before the clashes took place. Meanwhile, Khamis Hassan and Hassan al-Sharif were kidnapped by the Israeli army on Monday at dawn when the Israeli army attacked the Al-Arub refugee camp located near Hebron. Witnesses said that Israeli soldiers and army jeeps stormed the refugee camp and clashes took place between local youth and attacking troops. During the clashes, soldiers kidnapped Hassan and Al-Sharif and left the area. House-to-house searches were also reported on Monday in the old part of Hebron city and the nearby Sharif village. No army kidnappings were reported there. Similar attacks by the Israeli army were also reported in the cities of Jenin, Ramallah and Bethlehem, and an additional 3 civilians were kidnapped by the army during those attacks. Thanks for joining us. From occupied Bethlehem, you have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and Aaron Lakoff.